Farr Morning Show on the phone line right now. Roland Martin, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Russ.
All right, so you know the boat leaves at 2 o'clock. There'll be like four different ones leaving New York City port, heading back to the motherland. Should we be getting on that boat?
No, shouldn't be getting on that boat. I think we have to folks got to step back, calm down, get the hell off the ledge, and realize what kind of mistakes were made, and also the mood that the country is in. One of the fundamental problems is that in this election, Democrats failed to really focus on bread-and-butter economic issues. Mm-hmm. And they sort of ran these unbelievably crazy races. Mark Udall in Colorado was all about this war on women. They literally were calling him Senator Uterus. What you also had is understand that, look, you had a Republican governor who wins in a blue state like Illinois, a Republican who wins in a blue state like Maryland. Anthony Brown could have been third African-American governor elected since Reconstruction. That didn't happen. You also saw that the chairman of the Democratic Governors Association, he didn't even get 50% in Vermont. And he's the chairman of the DGA. Bottom line is this here, that midterm elections are different. Where I fault Democrats is that they somehow lost sight of the fact that if you knew after 2010 how difficult midterms are, why didn't you have a very specific midterm plan to turn your people out? Less than one-third of the people one-third of people did not turn out in 2014 that did in 2012. Young people absolutely disappeared. And let me say here, I am not blaming this election on young people, but I'm going to need millennials to wake the hell up and not make everything about Obama. Do understand that if you're a millennial and you're ticked off about voter suppression, do understand that state legislatures are the ones that pass those bills. And so millennials can't just check in, check out when older Americans are voting in every single election. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that you have here in terms of what took place. But also, I got to be perfectly clear. President Barack Obama has got to. Remember when Michael Moore was fighting and Teddy Atlas sat on the bench and sat on the chair and challenged Michael Moore, saying, "Do you want to win this?" Well, the president, part of the deal is he has sort of this above the fray sort of view. He's going to actually have to get down and dirty. His coalition is unfortunately about him, not about the party. The reality is he is the leader of the party. But he is right. The actual head of the Democratic National Committee. And there seems to be sort of this disconnect between, well, you know, I won, but y'all didn't. And remember in 2008, he talked about being a transformative president. No, he's a historical president. But if you look at losing like he did in 2010 and now in this midterm, right, it's not like a transformative president. He has some serious soul searching to do when it comes to how he builds coalitions that will last once he's gone.
Right. Well, Roland, what I want to do now, man, because I want to take phone calls from everybody, but I appreciate to get your point of view on this, man, because I miss not seeing you on CNN, man. That bothered me. I felt like I was missing something.
But the last point, Russ, to people who are listening right now, the election was the end of one process, the process of beginning of another. If you sit on your behind and you don't go to council meetings and you don't go to state hearings and then you don't mobilize and organize, then you're wasting the opportunity. If you voted Democrat and Republican won, you are still a constituent. You are still to demand things of them.
Right.
We cannot check out of the game. The Tea Party didn't, and we shouldn't do it either.
Thank you, Roland. Appreciate it, man. All right, so we're going to open up the lines and get your take at 1-877-PAR-SHOW. What's your take on the elections?